When Sotomayor is sworn in on Saturday, she will become the first Hispanic and third woman on the nation's highest court. President Obama says he's happy with the Senate's 68-31 vote to confirm Sotomayor, and he admires her intellect, temperament, integrity, and independence.
There are ideals she's fought for throughout her career, and the ideals the Senate has upheld today in breaking yet another barrier and moving us yet another step closer to a more perfect union.
The 55-year-old federal judge was born in New York City to Puerto Rican parents and spent much of her childhood in public housing. Marie Bateau, a spokeswoman for the Hispanic civil rights organization, the National Council of La Raza, says Sotomayor's confirmation is a big step forward for the U.S. Hispanic community and for the entire nation.
It finally shows that, you know, we're being represented, we're at the table. You know, we came out and voted in record numbers in November, and now we have a Supreme Court justice. So it really is showing the strength of our community in this country.
Some Republican lawmakers disagreed with President Obama's statement when he nominated Sotomayor that empathy was one quality that would enhance her performance on the bench. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says excessive empathy could lead to unfair rulings.
Empathy is a fine quality, but in the courtroom, it's only good if the judge has it for you.
Other Republicans opposed Sotomayor's nomination because she had said several years ago that her ethnicity would make her a better jurist than a white male. Marie Bateau says Sotomayor's experience, not her ethnic background, will serve her well on the Supreme Court.
I think she'll be a good justice because she has 30 years of extensive experience in the law, and I think, as is evident in her poise and thoughtful appearance before the Judiciary Committee, she will bring, you know, that compelling life story and all of that experience and a dedication to the Constitution and the rule of law.
Sotomayor will replace retiring Justice David Souter, a liberal named by a Republican president. She's not expected to change the ideological balance of the court. Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.